Boots and Salutes, 938-0600, also 800-667-3727. Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I'd like to give a little boot right now to semi-truck drivers. They're getting a little too careless in their driving. Us little people don't have a chance if they ever pull out too soon in front of you. And we're not going to survive when they hit us. So if they could just take that time and stop and wait a little longer till we pass, I'd be much appreciated. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Got a big boot for the federal government. I've got a friend who's got chronic pain, and she was able to take pills that were marijuana pills that would kill her pain. It did not make her high. It just reduced and got rid of her pain, and now it's not available anymore. And yet any idiot can go get marijuana and smoke a joint and get high and have a car accident or cause problems. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
I want to congratulate Happy Howard Schimanauer of Lake Lenoir on winning the home lottery. Finally, so at least someone I know will win if I can't win. I guess you should buy a ticket if you want to win, right?
It helps. You know, if you want to get in the game, you got to get off the sidelines. I guess,
that's right. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, Jake. I was wondering, they're commenting the other day about Tar talking about building arena downtown.
Yes.
That's kind of a bad thing to do. I'm against it because, first of all, it's the parking, and then you get all these scumbags with dope and all that loafing around there. And another thing is the old arena. Sure, it needs work done on it. I understand through the years, but it's no different than you or my house. After the years, you got to do some work on it. You know, you don't tear it down and build a new one. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Boot that woman that phoned in about truck drivers. You know, I happen to be one, and I rest assured I never pull out too soon.
Thank you. Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I just want to give a heads up to everybody. I live on a fairly busy street, and I would say 75% of the traffic does not have their headlights on now that it is, dark. Morning and afternoon. So please put your headlights on. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I would like to find out what people think, but on this tragedy that happened for Humble bus crash, all that money was collected. Why wouldn't they consider, after paying all the bills and stuff, that the money would go into, say, to buy a dialysis machine for the Humboldt Hospital and in honor of those that were killed and hurt. It's just a question out there what people would think about this, but I think it would be a legacy that would carry on forever instead of, say, the money going to lawyers and stuff like that. So I'd like to hear some other comments on that. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes.
Morning, Jay. I'd like to give a bit of a boot to people that don't wear a poppy here for Remembrance Day. It seems to be becoming more and more prevalent that you see more people that aren't wearing poppies, and you will never see a new Canadian with a poppy on. You know, you don't even have to pay for them if you haven't got any money. They'll give you one free. And yet even the stores, like the liquor store, I was there yesterday, the woman there at the till, she wasn't wearing one, and they were sitting right in front of her on the counter. I don't know what's wrong with people. Thanks.
Boots and Salutes.
To thank and salute all those that laid down their lives for me and us, and apologize to them for voting in a Liberal government. Thank you kindly.
Boots and Salutes.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
I'll just turn down my radio. I'm on?
You betcha.
Well, I'd like to salute Vic's Coffee Talk this morning. I thought that was right on. Somebody's smelling the coffee. I'd like to salute all the police officers, men and women across this country, and all the vets for the last 100 years that served, and some that give all. And I'd boot the justice system, but we really don't have a justice system anymore. And everybody have a good day.
Thank you. Let's take a moment. Like I said, if you choose to, salute a vet today. As we know, both the West and East semifinals in the CFL will be played this weekend. The Canadian Football League released a statement regarding how they will observe November 11th, saying, out of respect for veterans, especially to honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice and for freedoms, in recognition of fans watching the game in the British Columbia time zone, the Canadian Football League will pause this Sunday's Eastern semifinal playoff game between the BC Lions and Hamilton Tiger Cats for a moment of silence at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The CFL wishes to thank the Lions, Tiger Cats, and fans for their cooperation. Now, this will also occur in addition to remembering veterans during the pregame coin toss ceremonies and in the West semifinal between Saskatchewan and Winnipeg. All players will wear a poppy decal on their helmets. CFL and all the member clubs thank Canadian veterans for their service. Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Canadians, I'd like to salute my Prime Minister. Thanks, Justin.
Boots and salutes.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's go, Winnipeg.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. Now that somebody's mentioned at Humboldt a bus accident, whatever. Now, they had a program on the newscast on Sunday night. They were talking about the government wanting to put seatbelts in buses. And they said that the bus from Humboldt Hockey Club definitely had seat belts, and nobody was wearing them. So they better go around the world now and collect a couple of million dollars if they were lying. Okay? Bye.
Boots and salutes.
I'd like to salute the Lanigan Elementary School for putting on such a beautiful Remembrance Day program yesterday, and the children and teachers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Boots and salutes.
Oh, I'd like to boot all the cars that pull out onto the highway in front of semi drivers. Don't give us respect on the road and figure that we're going slower than them, so they pull out on the highway and we end up having to slam on our brakes to slow down so we don't hit them.
Thank you, and take care. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
That'll wrap up Boots and Salutes for the week. Take care, all. Should you run across a veteran, take a moment, shake their hand, and say thank you for their service and sacrifice. Boots and Salutes, brought to you in part by Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.